Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Last year, Haiti stood on the brink of total collapse. Gangs raged in the capital, the political leadership crumbled, violence flared, and famine loomed. Since then, the United States and international partners have come together to help the Haitian people in their time of need. At an event hosted by the United States on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke of the progress Haiti has made in recent months. The country has a new prime minister, a transitional president, Presidential Council, and a cabinet. In a key step toward free and fair elections, 7 of 9 members of the Provincial Electoral Council have been named, and the Kenyan-led Multinational Security Support Mission, the MSS, authorized by the Security Council, is providing critical support to the Haitian National Police.
Over 380 Kenyan personnel are on the ground in Haiti. In the past several weeks, the first CARICOM contingents arrived from Jamaica and Belize. We anticipate more personnel from Jamaica, as well as the Bahamas, deploying soon. We've seen dramatic increases in the number of vehicles and equipment for both the MSS and the police. Already, the HNP and MSS are conducting increasingly sophisticated joint operations and patrols. These operations have strict measures in place to uphold human rights and ensure accountability for any transgressions.
Immense challenges remain, said Secretary Blinken. The United States remains committed to help address Haiti's immediate needs and invest in its long-term success.
We've already delivered well over $300 million to support the multinational security support mission. Armored vehicles, radios, night vision goggles, drones. Today, I can announce that we're committing an additional $160 million to support the Haitian National Police, invest in the community violence prevention, and lay the groundwork for Haiti's recovery and stability.
Secretary Blinken also announced more U.S. sanctions to promote accountability for those who terrorize the Haitian people.
I'm here as well to underscore Haiti's call for more support for the MSS, to fund more personnel, more armored vehicles, more drones, more radios, more generators. Each of us must step up, and the time to do that is now.
Haiti's security, its democracy, its future, said Secretary Blinken, depend on actions we take together.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.